WMO.
We're CEF Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
How are you doing this morning?
Just chilling this morning. It's 18 degrees here at my house, or at least on the interstate.
Mine's saying 26, but that don't sound right.
26, which you never know. I mean, you know, GER's kind of weird, so it could be. But at the house, it was 17 on the outside thermometer, and in the car, it said it's 18.
Yeah. Weather Channel on the phone was calling it 19.
Yeah, fairly close.
It's not blowing.
But man, Friday morning, no, not Friday morning, Saturday morning, man, I froze my butt off.
And I take the dog for a walk early, and it's like, man, it was cold.
I said it was ready to get back inside. But, yeah, we were out there at Tractor Supply selling from 9 a.m. until 1. And, man, we were, my wife stayed up, bottled up. And she stayed next to the buddy heater the whole time, and then my boys would just take turns coming back and forth.
It's too cold to just be standing out there, right?
I mean, you had to have some way to get warm. The worst part was the wind. I mean, the wind Saturday was brutal.
That one, yeah. I'd be glad that the wind ain't blowing. I wonder how many broken pipes we got at work.
Here in a little bit, won't you? Yep. You said it's supposed to get up in the 70s this weekend.
Figure less than 20. And then 3-4 days later, it's in the 70s. And wonder why everybody gets sick.
I think my car is saying that by Thursday, the high will be 64. That's a 98% chance of rain.
Water in Kentucky, they got snow and power went out. Pipes are frozen. Yeah, they're sucking right now.
The pipe's frozen. I hate that for anybody, but I still wouldn't mind a little bit of snow.
Somehow the sewer pipe is frozen.
It was backed up or something, and then that's just frozen place.
Possibility. Definitely a learning curve to that FT8.
It definitely does. Once you got it down pat, though, man, there'll be times where you're just like, yeah, I've had enough of this, and you'll move on to something else.
Figure out, you know what I mean, which ones I worked and which ones I didn't work. Finally, I figured out I could get them the color code, the ones I already worked.
It's like, I don't normally use that feature, which I should. I mean, but I take my everything and log it into my ham radio deluxe, so it shows a different list.
Figure out all of that. It'd pop up when you made a contact and remind you to log it, and then I would just pull up QRZ and transfer the info. Done that before. I said okay, because once you hit okay, I have no idea where the hell it went.
So under file settings, you can go to, it's new, you can either do new or you can go to open your log, and it's just in a fairly simple format. Cabrillo or Cabrillo, whatever that is. I think it's in that format, or you can export it in that format. And you can probably just pull it in the QRZ and have it pull in the most recent ones. I'm sure there's a way to do it. I had never tried it because mine goes through Logbook of the World, and then I pull it down in the QRZ.
So from Logbook of the World to QRZ, you got to have a ARRL membership, right?
It'll be a good question because I haven't renewed mine yet, and I think it's probably about out if it hadn't already. And I'll have to try it and let you know.
4HKX.
4KFW.
Good to hear you're not frozen this morning. KO4CEF.
Had some dead batteries that still delayed this morning. And then, Ken, I think you don't have to be a member of ARRL to use Logbook of the World. I think they said that in one of the classes already.
use it, but I think to be able to download from it to another one, I think you had, I thought you had to have a membership.
I don't know.
Go in and I'll try to pull my last one down. I probably hadn't done it in several months, so I've got some that I need to put in the QRZ. I'll try to remember to go on and see if I can pull them out of my logbook.
39 contacts. Still like voice better, but I ended up with 39 FT8.
KO4HKX.
14 TFW.
See, I'd be interested to know whether you have to subscribe to anything, it would cost anything to use the logbook of the world.
Remember to see. Good morning, Leon, KO4CEF.
Stay nice and warm. I'm done with all this. Give me spring. Your battery this morning there, Patrick.
I appreciate it. I don't know what's going on. It's twice lately that I've come out like that and it's been dead, so I'm going to see what's drawing them down.
I think me and the wife were discussing last night. I think we're going to go to Hamcation in Florida, February 9th to the 12th.
Warmer. I was going to say, heading for warmer weather.
Getaway to
KD4 ILX. Close south to Florida, are you still considered a snowbird? I don't know.
Stay.
It's a bit warmer down there.
What's been going on in Texas lately?
Paying attention. What's going on in Texas?
Cold weather.
Mark, we need to look at him.
For a couple more weeks.
With all this rain we got.
And the warm over the cold and blood.
With a bunch of boys from the Boy Scouts head up to Winter Place over the weekend. Man, they were driving in snow and everything else the whole time they were up there. I don't know that I would have wanted to do that.
Packed down yesterday, and let me tell you, you get past Asheville, you got snow. If it's going to be that darn cold, I'd rather that we get like a 2 or 3 inches of snow prior to it getting that cold, because that snow tends to insulate.
That, but then when it melts, the mud city season's on.
More to that on my road.
Say, I hope we get a good bit one good time.
Yep.
The plan where if it doesn't snow down here, we're going go to one of the local places. Well, you know what I mean by local. It's a short drive. Go tubing or something somewhere.
Firm believer, the first 2 weeks of February is usually when we get the good snow. Of course, you know, there's that one time in March, but February has usually been pretty good.
It happens getting smaller and smaller, though. So there's contact on FT8.
Probably either... I got Kenya, I got South Africa, I was trying to get Singapore, but I didn't quite get it, so I don't know, it's probably about 8 or 9,000 miles.
Working, and you know kind of what you're getting out. Are you using that website I sent you?
I got to looking at it, and then it was saying that, you know, I don't know what view I was on, but some people were on, like, instead of 074, they were on 075 and 076. So I started tuning over to there and picked up some different ones, picked up a few POTA stations.
I never tune up or down or anything.
Did to change it for logging.
Control makes a difference because mine automatically picks up the frequency I'm on. So if I go out of the normal range, it'll still keep the frequency that I was on.
Learning, trying to figure out what everything does.
ASA call.
That set up, I went over there and looked at it, put in a little bit of information that I knew, but I'll have to have somebody assist me in getting it set up to try to figure it out.
number. All you gotta do is call.
JSA.
The one to help me set mine up, but it's time for me to QSY to 285, guys. KO4H gets.
4 TFW QSY.
TFQSY. 4 ILX QSY.